Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is about to be addressing the press in a press conference that's also being held alongside Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, who's speaking now. It follows Israeli airstrikes on Gaza, which have killed three senior leaders of the Islamic Jihad armed group, as well as several other people, including children. Let's listen in.
Last night, we're going to multiply against many targets. Who is going?
זהו בדיוק ההבדל בינינו לבין אויבינו. הם מבקשים לפגוע בכוונה תחילה בחפים מפשע, ואילו אנחנו עושים הכל כדי למנוע פגיעה בחפים מפשע. בעוד שאנחנו מצירים על כל פגיעה באזרחים,
according to the strategy.
חוגגים על הגגות פגיעה בילדים קטנים, בנשים וגברים שכמובן אין להם שום חלק למאמץ מלחמתי. העיקרון שמנחה אותנו הוא ברור. מי שפוגע בנו, אנחנו פוגעים בו, ואנחנו עושים זאת בעוצמה יתרה. אף מחבל אינו חסין.
You're watching Al Jazeera. We're bringing you a live press conference being held by Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, as well as Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, who's just been speaking a moment ago. It follows the airstrikes on Gaza, which have killed three senior leaders of the Islamic Jihad armed group, as well as several other people. The Israeli Security Cabinet's been meeting in the last few hours, and reports are that Israel's waiting to see what kind of retaliation is going to be, whether there's going to be a few hundred rockets fired by Islamic Jihad or a far bigger response from Hamas, the armed group that controls Gaza. Let's listen.
Is to close the circle with the terrorists. We are in the end of a military campaign. A week ago, when we took the decision to start the operation Shield and Arrow, We are ready to any scenario. Tonight, I say to our enemy, our principle is sharp and clear. Whoever hurts us will hurt him, and with excessive force. We are fighting together. I want to embrace the population of South Israel, the army and the security services. According, I want to thank the defense minister, to the chief of the interior ministry, which are staying on the borders of the country. This is the main activity of our population, and we'll win. Thank you very much. Population of Israel, good evening. Jihad Islami has fired against the Israeli citizens a week ago. This is not only a terror attack, but it's against our presence in our country. We were ready. To stop the criminal activities of Islamic Jihad. They prepared plenty of terror attacks in Yehuda and Shomron on the West Bank. Jihad Ghanem was responsible for the murder of the Hatuel family, of terror attack in Gush Katif. Nineteen years ago, they killed a pregnant woman and her children. And in the latest days, they prepared terror from Gaza in our direction. Israeli army and the security services are fighting against them. And with each everything what we wanted in our operation. Who will try us, he will see us. Tonight, we proved to whom wants to know and to remember, we are going against anyone who wants to hurt us. This is what we'll do also in the future. The heavy price. It's one answer that Israel, in front of all the terror activities, when the terrorists saw that they can threaten the citizens of Israel, I say to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, of his help in preparing this operation and doing it. I say to Israeli army, to the security services and to the fighters, of their activity, which is very important in this operation, to the Chief of General Staff, and we are embracing the Israeli army, the operation which we've done last night is going to multiply, to multiply also in other areas. Who will try to hurt us will find our excessive force against them. In the fight against terror organizations, we are using our strategy, our national strategy, all our operations, we'll achieve the interest of Israeli citizens. We have all the information so we can strike straight away. Citizens of Israel, I can tell you, this war didn't finish, it's still in front of us. They can throw rockets to areas which are near the border and far away. On the border of Gaza, in Yehuda and Shomron, and in other areas. The Ministry of Defense is ready for any scenario. I'm wishing success to the security services. And I'm asking for citizens of Israel to listen to all the indications which will be given by the interior front. Good evening. Yesterday, 2 o'clock in the morning, we killed the top Palestinian jihad terrorist in Gaza. Plus, we have attacked workshop for manufacturing rockets and production plants. For all the information which Israel has, we prepare this operation against the Islamic Jihad and we have waited at the time and place of our choosing. They want to kill Israeli citizens. During a few years, we wanted to bring quietness in Gaza. But Islamic Jihad is doing offensive things against Israel. And we'll do everything to have our security. We have struck the terror point. And we've done this without, if possible, without killing people which are not involved in the terror organizations. They want to kill innocent people on our part. I'm calling to the Israeli citizens in South Israel to listen to the Interior Front indications. So Tzahal, the Israeli army, will continue its offensive against the terror organizations.
And you're watching Al Jazeera. We've been bringing you a live press conference from Tel Aviv, which has been hosted initially by Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant. But we've just heard from a senior Israeli Defense Forces official there, senior officer, describing the operation that has been carried out over the last few hours in Gaza with the airstrikes that... identifying some of the targets that they were aiming for, one of which was, he said, a workshop for manufacturing rockets. Prior to that, we heard the Defense Minister, Yoav Gallant, talking about the broader strategy that the Israeli forces are taking at the moment. He said, in the fight against terror organizations, we are using our national strategy. He said, the Ministry of Defense is ready for any scenario. And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, right at the start, said that he wanted to embrace the population of South Israel, many of whom have been moved from their homes near the border with Gaza, in the anticipation that there may well be some sort of response from Gaza. He also said that he wanted to embrace the army as well. I want to bring in our correspondent, Mohammed Jamjoum, who's also been listening to that. Mohammed, it's quite clear that Israel is bracing itself for some sort of response to come out of Gaza.
It's absolutely right, Rob. Key takeaway here is that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was essentially saying that Israel is prepared for any response. The Prime Minister said that Israeli citizens must have the fortitude now to essentially try and cope with any counterattacks that might be happening in the days ahead. He also said that if any enemies of Israel were thinking of planning any attacks or carrying out any attacks, that they would be met with crushing force. He also said that the difference between the Palestinians and Israelis on a day like today is that when it comes to Palestinian factions, they would actually target Israeli civilians, whereas when it comes to the Israeli military, according to Prime Minister Netanyahu, they try to target only what they claim to be are terrorists. Essentially, this is a response to criticism that in those airstrikes that were carried out early this morning, there were civilians that were killed alongside those leaders of Islamic Jihad. The Prime Minister's remarks were relatively brief, really not in any way unexpected. It's basically what people here thought that they would hear from him. Then you had the Israeli Defense Minister, Yoav Gallant, who praised the military, went on to talk about how Islamic Jihad had been responsible for planning attacks that had been carried out in the last few weeks. And also he said that they had intel, that the Israeli forces had intel that Islamic Jihad was working on other attacks that they were planning to carry out in the days ahead, and that it was an imminent threat, and that's why Israel acted in the way that it did with those airstrikes. Aside from that, also he just went on to say that the Israeli forces had acted with determination and that they would continue to act against anyone who planned to threaten the safety of Israel or Israeli citizens. None of this really coming as a surprise, but as you said, Rob, the fact of the matter is Israeli officials are anticipating that there will be a response from within Gaza, whether it's in the hours ahead or the days ahead. The big question right now is who exactly is going to be involved in that response and how much more of an escalation might it amount to? Because from the Israeli standpoint, if it's only Islamic Jihad that is responding to those airstrikes, then you're talking about potentially hundreds of rockets being launched from Gaza toward Israel. If Hamas gets involved, then you're talking about potentially thousands of rockets that could be launched from Gaza toward Israel. So that's the calculation that Israel is making right now. And throughout the day, you've had senior Israeli officials being quoted anonymously in Israeli media outlets, essentially saying what happens next is going to be dependent upon Hamas. They're basically issuing a warning and saying they don't want Hamas to get involved, that if Hamas gets involved, there will be more of a response from Israel. Right now, it's very unclear as to what exactly is going to happen. Certainly, a big escalation today. This is something, these airstrikes that happened in the overnight hours in Gaza, that was not anticipated here. I can tell you people were taken very much by surprise. But when we've heard from Israeli officials throughout the day, it's clear that they planned it. Prime Minister Netanyahu even said a few hours ago that he had given the order last week to carry out these targeted assassinations against the leadership of Islamic Jihad in Gaza. So right now, what's going to happen next? Nobody knows. People very much on edge, and they're just waiting to see what the answer is going to be, and then what Israel will do in return.
Mohammed Jamjoum in West Jerusalem. Mohammed, thank you very much indeed.